The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna eat lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers. Stat!
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange Mocha Frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This is some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on.
This is a big step. Charlie agrees to drive in the Rockies' first draw. Stay hot, Chuck Nasty. He's now 8-for-17 since the All-Star break.
AT&T Sportsnet there with the call as the Rockies get a win over the Seattle Mariners. So let's throw Charlie's name into it. Is he heating up at exactly the right time to perhaps make him attractive to a contending team?
Well, that's a great question. I hadn't thought about Charlie. I just think of him as just going to be an all-time Rocky. How many years does he have left on his deal? Like, do you want... Like, most of the time, that's usually like a one-year rental type of thing, right?
Right,
like,
right.
Chase something. If he's got several years left on his deal...
Is it almost untradeable that he would
I'm just looking at
what
that, like...
What if he threw in $50
million? Yes, yes, yes. Then you could get rid of him. That's just wrong.
That's just...
You're speaking of low-hanging fruit. Come on.
That's just mean, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just mean.
All right, $45 million. What about $45 million?
All right, $45 million.
Get
that done. He signed a six-year deal in 2018, so he's only about halfway through it. So,
I don't think he's a tradable commodity because of the contract that you'd have to carry for the next couple of years. And let's face it, he's heating up at the right time. It's great. But the beginning of the season was nothing it wasn't Chuck Nasty type numbers, right?
Yeah.
So you gotta feel like you're gonna slide with age and everything, right? You would think that the trend is...
Well, wait, before we...
I'm not burying him.
No.
He's still gonna be really good.
Real quick about the player, the contract. This is the final year of his guaranteed money. He's making 21. He has two player options remaining on his contract. $21 million for 2022.
Uh-huh.
$10 million for 2023. I mean, if you're an American League team.
Right.
Now, you got the DH.
Right.
You know? I mean, talk about a guy who's going to fit seamlessly into your room.
Right. And from a just a work ethic standpoint, the way he kind of goes through things.
Yeah. Just something to
if he was a DH. And it would save his body out there in the outfield, that might be intriguing.
All right, next on the Morning Brew.
Who's going to be a new member of the Kraken and disappoint some Avalanche fans?
All right, we took Jonas Doskalli.
Jonas Doskalli.
That's who we got.
Close. Good effort there, Sean Kemp. They had a number of Seattle sports icons making the announcements of the Kraken and their expansion. They picked 30 players, including taking the Avs, Jonas Doskalli.
Mm-hmm.
I think this was a great day for the Avs and a great day for Joe Sakic. You know, I like Jonas Doskalli, right? Good player. But you can find Jonas Doskalli types. They didn't really lose anybody, you know, that you would say is a core player. Plus, the way that Joe Sakic handled the whole Gabe Landeskog thing, he left Gabe unprotected. But the idea was Seattle's not going to pick Landeskog. They'd have to spend a lot of money in free agency on him to sign him to a new deal. Maybe Joe already talked to Gabe. Gabe, you know, they got the parameters of a deal that can bring him back here. I mean, there is still the risk. I mean, he is going to be a free agent, so, you know, other teams can talk to him.
Uh-huh.
But is this a case of Joe Sakic, once again, showing how shrewd a GM he is?
Yeah, you know, I was surprised when Gabe Landeskog was unprotected, but it does feel a little bit like they have a plan in place. They almost feel like the anti-Green Bay Packers. There's actually a plan in place, right? Like they actually said, hey, this is what we're going to do, and then they did it, as opposed to saying, hey, this is what we're going to do, and then do something completely opposite of what they said they were going to do. Yes. Colorado Avalanche, the anti-Packers. I like it. Good on good on Joe.
By the way, one of our texters noticed you are truly an entrepreneur, a marketing genius. First of all, you came up with soda burgers, right?
Yeah.
Where you go to get a soda and a burger.
Right.
And now you're going to market Bridgewater.
Bridgewater. When Bridgewater comes in here. Yeah. Bridgewater.
Bridgewater and soda burger.
Yeah, it's the Bridgewater is a bridge.
Soda burger.
Overpriced water at the Broncos Stadium. You can walk over the concessions into the water area and get yourself a water.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Can I have a 50 piece? Sorry, I will put you. Can I put your camera? Do you mind or no?
Sure.
There's 150,000 people watching you right now.
Really?
Yes. So can I have, please, a 50 piece Mac Minis? 50, exactly.
Okay.
Not 51, not 49. Chicken minis, yes, 50. And let me have a large drink, no ice, half Sprite, half lemonade.
First of all, veteran drink order there from Giannis Antetokounmpo. As he went with the, first of all, no ice. Never get ice, people. When you get soda at a drive-thru, don't ever get ice, okay? They put too much ice in there. It's already cold. Always order no ice, okay? That's the first bit. But Giannis, how cool is this guy? I mean, he wins the NBA championship. The next day, he's pulling through a Chick-fil-A ordering 50 nuggets and broadcasting it for everybody to see. This guy is so damn likable.
He is. And how about him asking politely? It just shows you, like, how, like, humility and kindness and all those things that, you know, all those great qualities. He kindly asks the young lady that's taking the order if he can put his camera on her before he just turns it on her, right? Can I do? Do you mind? Right? Okay, great. 150,000 people watching you right now.
She's like, oh, sure.
Yeah.
All right, good news, bad news for the NBA. The good news is the NBA Finals ratings up 32% from last year's series between the Lakers and Heat. However, it still goes down as the fourth lowest NBA Finals since 1997.
I will say this, though. The way that the basketball was played, the physicality that it was played with, that last game and the game that Giannis had was just, it was unbelievable. So, for me, it was a better watch. The intensity and everything else was a better watch than I can remember watching in the last 5-6 years.
You say, okay, fine. And maybe the true basketball fans still enjoyed it, but, you know, keep this in mind. This was the fourth lowest. The three below it was last year's bubble final, which was, you know, an aberration, you know, for all sports ratings. But the other two, keep this in mind, both involved San Antonio. San Antonio's win over Cleveland and San Antonio's win over the Spurs. San Antonio's win over the Nets. Both
had an inter squad. They
were really good. They were really good back then.
Yeah.
But you know, just something to the idea that, hey, you know, small market, mid market teams, as long as you win, people will pay attention to you and give you credit.
Nah, not so much.
Not so much.
Well, because they don't tickle the fancy of the big market. You know, you want the big. That's why they want big market teams. That's why they want L.A. to be good, or New York to be good, or Chicago to be good, or Jersey to be good. That's what they want.
Okay. Well, then again, I don't think the San Antonio Spurs are apologizing for their NBA titles, no matter how few people watch them. That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30. James Merrillat has a Denver sports owner on blast. He'll tell you about it next.